listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. WA's supermarket shelves are still being affected by last month's flooding in the Goldfields. The state's Liberal leader is demanding to know why the Cook government hasn't secured the state's supply chains better. Libby Metem slamming the Cook government for a complete and utter failure.
The WA Shipping and Supply Chain Task Force promised to strengthen the state's supply chains in preparation for future natural disasters. It's clear that after 2 years, the response from this government has been a complete and utter failure.
Mining billionaire Andrew Forrest wants China to demand higher environmental standards on its global supply chains. In particular, the Fortescue boss is pointing the finger at the nickel China gets from Indonesia, which he claims is being extracted at immense cost to the environment. Spotify is the latest subscription service to increase its prices. The music giant has announced its premium customers will have to fork out an extra dollar a month from May, while premium family accounts will jump by $3. Lucky Bay Brewing is hoping to start malting its own barley. The Esperance site lodging an application with the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation to establish a $900,000 facility. Operating since 2019, the site uses its own wheat but has been importing malted barley from Perth and the eastern states. In sport, Railways women have taken home the first win of the new Goldfields Footy League season, the side defeating Kalgoorlie 34-14 after the Kangas failed to add to their scorecard in the second and third terms. It was a similar story for the Mines in the first half, who went down by 8 points to Boulder on Sunday. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.